So, join me on the line now. We have Teresa Kelly. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, you're here today to talk to us about the new suicide and mental health kind of information cards that you've come out with.
That's right.
Can you kind of tell us as to how you came about with this idea?
Unfortunately, we had 5 deaths on the streets last week due to homelessness, and unfortunately, we've another one this morning. But a friend of mine has lost two to suicide over 7 months. And I was sitting at home and I was saying, surely the government or somebody has to do something to give out a bit of hope or a bit of help. So this idea came to mind that sometimes people are too busy in their lives and they see somebody in a doorway or somebody on a street. Now, it's not because they don't care, but sometimes it could be rain and it could be cold. So if they had a little card, a wallet-sized card with all the information that even if they got on a bus, they could pick out the card and say, God, I'm at the scene, that person lying there. I'll ring this number and get help for them. So the idea is you carry this little card with you, and if you see somebody in distress or looking for help, you've all these numbers on the back of it, and you can make that call. You could save somebody's life with one phone call.
And it is unfortunate, a shame that we've lost so many people to multiple different circumstances. However, as you said, we lost another one this morning, member of the homeless. And it's kind of sad the way that even here we are in 2020, that it's still kind of a prevalent matter, that it should have been
It
something that should have been done away with a long time ago, but unfortunately it isn't. So, what kind of numbers can people expect to find on these cards?
Well, they will find the Inner City Health and Homeless outreach number and their office number. They will offer a service from 10 o'clock at night right through that if you find somebody sleeping rough, you can ring in and they will attend to them with warm clothes, sleeping bags, and some hot food. Then you will find the drugs intervention team on it. You will find, wait, let me see, hold on. Do you know something? I even forget myself because my head is melted.
Oh, you're crafty, don't worry about it.
because I've been doing so much of it. We didn't expect the response that we got, to be honest with you. But all the numbers, all the relevant numbers are on it. The DHRE, where you can ring up for a bed. The task force is on it. The mental health awareness numbers is on it. Pietra House is on it. And they are all 24-hour helplines. So with a bit of luck, people will actually use these numbers and ring them when they see somebody.
And you were saying there you weren't expecting kind of the response that you have gotten from
No.
this coming out. And can you kind of tell us a bit, like, has it been overwhelming much?
Well, the page went live at 4 o'clock yesterday, and we have nearly 1,000 people on it.
Which is a
And
lot
some of
in.
the stories, it is a lot. Some of the stories are beautiful, and people are coming on and sharing their life experiences with suicide, whether it be in their own family or whether it actually affected them that they tried to commit suicide. But what's beautiful about it is the buffering that they're getting from other people on the page, whereas, oh, do you need to talk to somebody? Look, here's my phone number. And it's like everybody is just coming together to help each other. It's amazing to see it happening. And I'm only sorry I didn't think of it a long time ago.
But you've thought of it now, and that's the important thing.
It is. Like, the whole idea is, please God, we're going to do a silent vigil for all those who have lost their lives to suicide on the streets and in other circumstances, and about people suffering really dark depression with mental health. There is help out there, but you don't always know where to find it, and that's the idea of the cards. The cards will guide you in the right direction. It's only a phone call, and if the person themselves can't make it, you can make it for them. It just means taking out your phone and dialing a number. What does that cost?
Well, most people these days, it doesn't cost that.
Exactly. And you don't have to go through Google search to find an outreach. You don't have to go through it to find how you can get help. It's there. It's in black and white for you. So all you literally have to do then is make that call. And once you make that call, my God, the difference it's going to make to somebody's life will be unbelievable. You know? And then the page is there for support as well, so that you can ring into the page or you can send a private message if you're feeling down. Today, we hope to bring on two counsellors that if we see anything coming in that we think somebody really needs help, they will get in touch with them by private message.
And how can people kind of get how can people get these cards?
We will have them in the city centre on Saturday night, facing Trinity College. There's a soup run that is there called Friends Helping Friends, and some of the service users there wanted to be part of it because they knew some of the people that departed last week, and we are going to do a silent vigil there for them, and the cards will be there, and we hope to hand them out to the general public. And then the Garda stations are taking some doctor's offices, the chemists are taking them, and we hope to put posters in the shops, or we're at the moment we're trying to apply to see can we get them into a little billboard, you know, it in the bus shelters.
I do, yeah.
So it's all about getting the word out there that these cards are there and that the numbers are on them. And if you want to help somebody, it's not going to cost you anything. It's literally only going to cost you a phone call.
You were saying there, just to kind of throw back a bit, about a silent vigil taking place this Saturday. For people interested, what time can they expect it to be at?
We are starting the vigil at 8 o'clock. And it, we ask that if people want to come along to it, that it's totally silent. We will have candles there that you will light in memory of somebody. It could be somebody from your own family even. But social distance will be adhered to, and we ask everybody to wear a mask. But the thing about it is, it has to be done with dignity. We have to have dignity and get the message out there very strong that we actually need to take a step up as the public, because if we don't do it, the government is not going to do it for us.
And once the masses get together, they can't ignore any longer.
Exactly. And once these cards are out there, we are hoping somebody will come along and say, look, I'll get a load done and I'll bring them to Cork. I'll get a load done, I'll bring them to... And then every country and county will have their own cards. You were asking me earlier what services were on it. So the DHRE, which is the Dublin Regional Housing Executive, their numbers are on it. So is their outreach number. Pietra House is on it. Women's Aid is on it. The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is on it. Inner City Health and Homeless is on it. Then all the refuges are on it. Coolock, Blanchardstown. Family support units are on it. The mental health supports are on it. And the Edenmore Drug Intervention Team is on it. So there's a wide range of services. And then as more services come on board, we will actually increase the size of the card.
And it's good that you're doing this, because to be honest with myself, like honestly, I wouldn't know the numbers off the top of my head. But if I had, say, something like that in the wallet and I seen someone, you'd be more prone to have a flick through, take it out and look at the numbers real quick to see which one to ring, to see like which one would help them the most.
That's it. You see, if you were in a rush and going to work and you see a rough sleeper and a slashing rain and they're huddled in a doorway and they're soaking, you don't have time to stop. As much as you'd like to, you don't. But when you get to work, oh my God, I have a wallet. Hold on, I have that number. And you ring it in, look, I've just passed a young person or an old person. They will send an outreach out. The help is there. We just have to make the numbers available to the general public. And I think we'll see a big increase in the support that all of these services need. And that's what the cards are about. Raising awareness, raising mental health issues. Because since COVID, everybody, I think, has a slight twinge of, how would you say, anxiety. Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. So it's affecting each and every one of us. But unfortunately, there's some people who it's pushing them over the edge. that with an awful lot of other problems. So we need to get help to them. We need to be the ones to try and help them by making one phone call. And I don't think that's a lot to ask of anybody.
It isn't at all. Listen, Teresa, it's been absolutely lovely talking with you this morning about this.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get it out there.
No problem at all. And of course, from everyone here, we wish you all the best with this. And hopefully it takes off all around the country and even potentially worldwide, because it's something that definitely needs to be raised awareness of everywhere regardless.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate giving me the airtime, because we need to get it out there and we need everybody to come on board with this. Thanks a million.
No problem. Take care now.
God bless you. You too. Bye-bye, love.
Now, that was Teresa Kelly, and as you heard, they're talking about the new cards that she has brought out that have numbers for all different services, be it kind of suicide hotlines, mental health organisations, the inner city help and homeless and other such places. And of course, as you heard, across from Trinity this Saturday at 8 o'clock, they'll be handing them out as well as holding a silent vigil. And of course, don't forget, you must also make sure you're keeping your distance and wearing face protection at all times.